Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. In Florida, a judge has sentenced to life in prison the gunman who killed 17 people at Parkland High School in 2018. NPR's Greg Allen reports today's formal sentencing came at the conclusion of an emotional two-day hearing where survivors and family members of those murdered confronted the killer.
Anger and sadness as family members recall the 17 students and staff members killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School by Nicholas Cruz. The defendant, shackled and wearing red prison garb, sat emotionless as witnesses told him they hoped he would die in prison at the hands of other inmates and rot in hell. Many family members also expressed anger at Cruz's defense attorneys for behavior they believed was disrespectful to them. Judge Elizabeth Scherer commended the families on their restraint during the trial.
You all have been so strong and patient and graceful.
The judge carried out the jury's recommendation and sentenced Cruz to life in prison with no parole. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
According to a witness at the trial of Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes, the leader of the far-right extremist group at one point tried to get a message to then-President Donald Trump days after the January 6 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. According to the witness, Rhodes wanted to urge Trump to fight to stay in power and, quote, save the republic. However, that message apparently never made it to Trump. Prosecutors who are wrapping up their case against Rhodes and four associates in the most serious case stemming from the January 6 attack, seeking to show Rhodes wanted to stop the transfer of presidential power even after the riot. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian attacks over the past several weeks have taken out 40% of the country's power grid. A lot of the damage, he says, came from explosive drones. From Kyiv, NPR's Yulian Haidar reports.
Ukraine and Russia are caught in an arms race, depending heavily on their respective allies to keep the fight going. Ukrainian intelligence sources say Russia has ordered an additional 200 explosive drones from Iran. They're not the fastest weapons, but there's a lot of them, and they're relatively cheap for Russia to keep buying and launching against Ukrainian infrastructure. Meanwhile, Russia is also stocking up on other super-fast rockets to overwhelm Ukraine's air defenses. The U.S. this week committed 8 advanced air defense systems called NASAMS to Ukraine, but some Ukrainians still fear they're outmatched going into the winter. Yudan Haida, NPR News, Kyiv.
The Federal Reserve, as expected today, wrapped up a two-day meeting in Washington with another announcement of an interest rate hike. Central Bank for the fourth straight time hiking its benchmark short-term lending rate by 0.75%. That move will directly affect credit card rates, the cost of car loans, and ultimately mortgage interest rates. However, the Fed policymakers also hinted on the heels of a half a dozen recent rate hikes, maybe moving closer to reducing the size of the increases. Still, the rate hike did not play well on Wall Street. The Dow down more than 500 points. This is NPR. The defending champions in men's Division I college basketball, the Kansas Jayhawks, will start the upcoming season without their longtime head coach. Today, the school suspended Bill Self and an assistant coach as part of an ongoing investigation into college basketball corruption. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
Kansas has suspended Bill Self and assistant Curtis Townsend for the first 4 games of the season. The university also announced restrictions on athlete recruiting and the loss of men's basketball scholarships as part of the school's self-imposed penalties. They stem from a federal investigation that began in 2017. According to the NCAA, Self and Townsend used representatives from the shoe and apparel company Adidas to lure top recruits to Kansas. That was considered an illegal recruiting tactic. Current laws allow athletes to make money from various business deals, meaning some of the alleged infractions in the 5-year-old case wouldn't be illegal now. In a statement, Self said he and Townsend accept and support the sanctions. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
In some cases, some of the biggest donors behind ballot measures that would legalize recreational marijuana are holders of medical marijuana licenses. That's according to an analysis done by the Associated Press, which shows marijuana legalization campaigns in Arkansas, Maryland, Missouri, and North and South Dakota have raised upwards of $23 million. Much of that cash apparently coming from entities associated with existing marijuana businesses. Crude oil futures prices moved higher today, oil up $1.63 a barrel to end the session at $90 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.